Ollie Morris, good to see you again.
What's happening? How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Mate, last time we spoke backstage at the Odyssey, you had a little old school arcade game, yeah?
It's a new one, though.
You've upgraded somewhat?
Well, this is the games room, so we've got, obviously, you know, we've thought the guys like their PlayStation, FIFA, so we've got all that in, sound system, pool table, table tennis, darts, obviously the Pac-Man thing, so... Well, actually, it's a Space Invaders. It's got, like, everything on it, like 100 games or something. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't really... I do come in here, but at the moment, obviously, I've only really just started the tour, so I'm kind of here, there, everywhere, you know?
So the story goes, the tour's just started. How's it been so far?
Brilliant. You know what? It's been really fun. We did Sheffield, we've done Cardiff now, Belfast next, so and obviously Dublin. So we've got, like, a really great start to the tour. Actually, I didn't really look at the dates, till I started, and now it's like, wow, we've got Belfast and Dublin this week, so... It's going to be brilliant, you know? It's really fun, really exciting. Good to be back on the road and good to see the fans. Everyone's been great. Good vibe. It's been really positive, yeah.
You're always really happy. You must have your down times too.
All the time. I mean, it's hard for me. Like, I have downtime, of course. I mean, you know, a lot of the time I'll sit in my room and just chill out and not talk to anyone and just be on my own. But I like being around people. I like having fun. I like talking to people. How you been? What's going on? I like to laugh. I like to have a good time. And then when I'm in probably my own space on my own, like, I have my little chill time, you know? So I'm just a nice guy, you know?
Things have changed so much for you. How do you deal with the pressure?
I think you just get used to it. I think from experience, you know, every job you do, you gain more experience. Like, a lot of jobs I've already done before. So, for example, this tour, I'm really nervous about it. Of course, every night going out and performing for fans, and there's a lot of pressure there because of the fans. Everyone wants to see a good show. But on my, how I look at it is that obviously I did a stadium tour 2 years ago with Robbie Williams, you know, and there were big 70,000 people, you know. It was a bit daunting, you know, and that was an amazing experience. So to come to arenas is not, I wouldn't say it's easier, but it does take a little bit of that pressure off because you're still performing in front of people, you still want them to be impressed, but, you know, it takes that little bit of pressure off. And obviously anything that you do, you know, photo shoots, TV shows, you just become... You're more adapting to it, you know what I mean?
So you always look really smart. I love your style, right? All over the papers and stuff, there's the bit about you losing weight and all for this show, and that's a bit intrusive.
Well, I think I just told people. I mean, I just said to him, you know, I've been losing a bit of weight getting ready for the tour. I mean, not that I needed to lose weight. It wasn't like I was big or, you know, well, I needed to lose loads of weight. I just wanted to trim myself down for the tour and look good, you know, but that's kind of what it is. You know, you say one thing out of comment and they can make it sound a lot bigger than it is. So, like, me losing weight, I mean, I lost about 6 or 7 pounds, even though I'm one of these people that holds it well, so you don't necessarily see it, but it's just made me feel better about myself, you know what I mean? But, you know, I mean, you're talking about a very small percentage of weight that I've lost, you know what I mean? A lot of people, you know, the difference, so.
You say you're nervous about this tour, but you must love the fact that the album has done so well.
Always delighted, you know, every album that I've done, I've had a good time, and this album is doing well as well, and I'm just delighted that people like it, you know, and they're liking the songs, and I put a lot of effort into this album, you know. It's great to be back, you know. It's great to be back with new music, and that's not going to stop. Music's going to keep coming out as long as people continue to buy them, and I can continue to do tours like this, then I'll continue to release albums, you know.
You must be fed up now about the whole X Factor thing.
I'm not that fed up about it. I mean, to be honest with you, I think I'm more sort of annoyed that people think that we're definitely doing it, you know, and it's not confirmed that... Are you talking about the presenting role? That's what you're talking about, right?
That is what I'm talking about, but what are you talking about?
That's what's been in the paper the last few weeks. Yeah. But no, it's just like, it's when something's confirmed, people will know about it. Obviously, there's been some discussions about it, you know, me and Karen.
Were you taken back by that?
I think I was taken back by the fact that it was out in the press so early. Like, Dermot obviously decided to leave the show. He wanted to move on. He wanted a new start. He wanted to do something different. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like Ollie's been lined up to do the job. And it was like, well, I've had discussions about the job, but not his job, about doing it with Caroline. Like, I never wanted to take Dermot's job. I've never wanted to. Music's always been my priority, but... To have a discussion that potentially me and Caroline doing the show was exciting for me, because I like working with Caroline. It's different, it's new. It isn't us being compared to Dermot. You know, that's not what we want. Like, Dermot's one of the best presenters in the country. You know, I'm not necessarily a presenter. I'm a singer. So I felt that was something to talk about, you know. But that was when you look at the papers and they say that Ollie's confirmed for the job, it's like, no, I'm not. You're like, we're far from that, really. Just discussions. So,
I've never met Caroline Flack, never spoken to her. She seems like she seems like a queer girl. She seems like some crack. She seems like someone I'd like to go on a night out with.
100%. She's amazing. She's such a lovely person. You know, I think people saw that on Strictly as well, what a great person she is, how dedicated she is to her job, how professional she is. She's brilliant at presenting. She's a great laugh. She's a great friend. She's very caring. She's just the top bird, you know, as they say in Essex. She's just the top girl, you know. I just love being around her. She's great. She's one of my best friends. So, you know, we have a great friendship, great relationship. People always try to get in when we was doing Extra Factor 3 or 4 years ago, try and make more out of it. But we've just been really good mates. We just, you know, we love each other. We get on really well. And
my mum says that. She says, I wish Ollie Murs would marry her.
No, we're just really good friends. We've always been good friends and very, you know, we really love working together. And that's something that we've always enjoyed doing.
If the deal can be done, will you do the show?
Yeah, I mean, end of the day, it's all discussions at the moment. I mean, it's not just about doing the deal. It's more about my schedule, my work. I've got a tour to do this year. I'm doing European tour. I'm doing Australia. I'm doing Japan. It's a lot of different things to kind of finalise. And I'm on tour at the moment, so I've just left it to everyone else to figure out. I've said that I love the idea of doing it with Caroline. It's a great idea. I love the fact that the show's changing and there's going to be something, a real sort of revamp of the show. I think that's exciting for X Factor. They almost, you know, it's exciting to be a part of it. And I've loved the show. So it's something I'd love to do, but we'll see what happens. In the day, it's not confirmed. That's the main thing.
I know you're close to the One Direction guys. Were you surprised to see him leaving?
I was surprised because I was like everyone else. I was sort of like, wow, I didn't expect it. But then when I read the stories and read up about it, you know, I think that, you know, in the day, it's all about happiness for me. I've always lived like that. As long as I'm happy doing something, you see me, you've met me before, I'm happy. I love my job. I love what I do. I think if someone isn't happy doing what they love, and by the way, I've had times in this job that I haven't liked it. You know what I mean? I don't enjoy it because most important thing for me, like, I love doing is performing, singing, dancing, having a good time. There's a lot of other stuff that we have to deal with that you don't like doing. But I think if end of the day, if he isn't happy, he doesn't want to do it anymore, then I can understand. There's a lot of fans and a lot of people that have bought into One Direction that are going to miss him. But the show must go on. You know. No one's bigger than the band, you know. One Direction is One Direction. It's a brand. It's the guys. Yeah, one's missing, but the show must go on, and they're going to do so well. It's going to be no. I don't think there's going to be any problems. But I think for Zayn, as long as he's happy, and that's all that matters, really. I think if he wasn't happy in the band, then it's time to move on. So,
2 nights in Belfast. You're going to absolutely rock the Odyssey. How much has this show changed from the last time you were here?
I think my show has changed because it's a bigger. It's been doubled in budget, so it's a much bigger show. The stage is bigger, the sound is bigger, the band's bigger. I think I'm a little bit thinner, but I'm a little bit bigger. I think the whole show itself is bigger. I think the whole thing's a big, much bigger, fun, exciting show. Like, I'm really excited about it. Just people seeing it and the reaction so far from my fans, and that's the most important thing: is the fans. The reaction of them at the end of the show to the start of the show, and the audience are up here, which is what I want. I want them to come into the show like, oh my God, I love this show. Like, I'm excited. And then by the end of it, they're still loving it, you know. Because you can sometimes get a good vibe from the audience by the end of the show if there's half the audience have already gone home because it's, you know, always getting near the end, we'll go. But when you've still got, because people will always leave early, but regardless if the show's good or not, but if there's still 90, 85%, 90% of people still in the show, loving it, dancing at the end, then you know you've done well. So, and that's what I've been getting so far. So I'm delighted, yeah. And I'm delighted that it's sold out here in Belfast as well. 2 nights is amazing.
What have you made of Belfast? Because you've had a bit of time here, haven't you, over the last couple of days?
I love it. Brilliant. I mean, it's such a lovely place. The sun's shining. It's been lovely.
Not always like that.
Not always like that. I know that. But since I've been here, sun's shining. So for me and the band, it's been great, and everyone, it's been fun.
You can't walk down the street though without people hounding you.
Well, I had to go get some sports shoes this morning, which was fine, in Foot Locker, and there's loads of fans outside the hotel. But I think it's a bank holiday today in Northern Ireland, isn't it? I think tomorrow will probably be a little bit less of a hectic, crazy day. But I love it though. It's great to see fans. I don't come here that often, so I really only come here for tours. So to see the fans is great, so I'm delighted.
Ollie, you know what? You're the same guy you meet as you see on the telly. Top geezer, as we say in your part of the world. And listen, mate, enjoy Belfast.
Pleasure.
Good luck with the X Factor job, because I know you're going to take it.
Well, obviously, I've got to say good luck to Rory McIlroy, the Masters, as well. Now, he's obviously a Northern Irish boy, so yeah, I'm fully behind Rory and hope he does well.
And Niall's caddying for him.
I heard about that, yeah, amazing. Well, he's a big sports fan, Niall, isn't he? He loves all that, so be amazing.
Final question, what's your handicap?
My handicap? It's probably the worst. Whatever's the worst. Whatever the worst handicap is, that's what my handicap is.
Ollie Murs, absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you very much.